Tonight, crisis averted. AT&T and Verizon agreeing to temporarily limit the number of towers around airports that will carry their high-speed 5G signals.
The unexpected move coming just a day after major U.S. airlines warned that there could be a, quote, catastrophic disruption to air travel if 5G rolled out near major airports. Here's the worry. That stronger 5G signal is very similar to the frequency of a plane's radio altimeter, a device pilots use to judge their distance from the ground. Airlines say in poor weather conditions, when visibility is low, pilots might not have reliable information to land safely, potentially leading to thousands of diverted and canceled flights. And not just for passengers, too.
The FAA cannot tell us if there is a problem. The airlines are erring on the side of safety to make sure that they scientifically determined that there isn't a problem and that the flying public stays particularly safe.
The wireless carriers have long said 5G would not interfere with aircraft electronics. AT&T saying in a statement, "We are frustrated by the FAA's inability to do what nearly 40 countries have done, which is to safely deploy 5G technology without disrupting aviation services."
The FAA says other countries have created permanent buffer zones, keeping the signal away from airports. But the signal in the U.S. would be more than twice as strong as those used in Europe.